Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, turning now to the issue of immigration, a recent study from the Pew Research Center found more immigrants from Mexico are leaving the United States than coming. But one group of immigrants is bucking that trend, entrepreneurs. Andrew Schneider from Here Now contributor Houston Public Media explains.
Elizabeth Salamanca Pacheco teaches international business at Universidad de las Americas Puebla, one of the leading private universities in Mexico. This past summer, as a visiting scholar at Rice University's Baker Institute, Salamanca conducted a series of interviews with Mexican entrepreneurs who had immigrated to Houston.
We tend to assume that all these people are going to United States due to insecurity. And it's true that insecurity is a main push factor, but it's not the only one.
At least as big a concern as organized crime, Salamanca says, is corruption. Nepotism and political patronage are rife, making it difficult for entrepreneurs to compete fairly. Then there's the Mexican tax code.
Due to the last tax reform that we have last year in 2014, here in Mexico, the system has become unflexible. So it's very difficult to make deductions, for example.
Another lure is one entrepreneurs have in common with more traditional waves of migrants.
They are looking for a higher quality of education for their children, and they have found that sometimes even if they use public education, this has a higher quality than in Mexico.
There's a special visa program for entrepreneurs, the EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program. Between 2001 and 2005, the U.S. granted about 7,600 EB-5 visas to Mexican entrepreneurs. Between 2006 and 2010, it granted more than 31,000. Such immigrants provide an economic boost to the communities they settle in.
The Mexicans are looking for houses. The Mexicans are looking for offices to rent. In most of the cases, they are not employing just Hispanics or Mexican people. They have a very diverse pool of employees.
There is a catch. These are, by definition, highly educated people who are looking to create jobs. The more such individuals move to the U.S., Salamanca says, the fewer remain in Mexico to create jobs there. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.